Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Episode 1. My name is Shawnee. If you follow me on social media, you know that I'm all over social media at Inspirations by God. And one of the things that I do on that platform is I do something called Shawnee's Prayer. And I'm noticing that people are truly impacted by the prayer. So I wanted to start a podcast, which I will be uploading on YouTube every Tuesday and every Thursday. This week it will be on YouTube. Hopefully by next week I can have it expanded to other podcast platforms. It will be at Shawnee's Prayer, Shawnee apostrophe S Prayer, Prayer. Please like, subscribe, share, and comment. Let me know what you think about this first prayer. So as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture. Always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you, Father God, for this day, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I come to you, Father God, asking you that you will look down upon each and every person, Father God, who will hear this prayer, Father God. I pray that you will look down upon those who will not hear this prayer, Father God, because we all need prayer, Father God. We may not need you in the same exact way, Father God, but we all need you in some way, shape, and form, oh God. Someone is at their last wits, Father God. Someone is holding on by a thread, Father God. Someone needs you to show up, Father God. They need you to do it expeditiously, Father God. They can't wait for the U.S. Post Office, Father God. They need you to send a Western Union blessing, oh God. They need you to send it by MoneyGram. They need a MoneyGram miracle, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I come to you, Father God, asking your Father God that you will look down, oh God, that you will provide, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for each and every person, Father God, whatever the need may be, whether it's food, Father God, whether it's shelter. Somebody wants to be in their own home, Father God. Someone wants to be in their own apartment, Father God. Someone has been sleeping on the floor of someone else's home. Someone's been sleeping in the basement of someone else's home. Someone has been sleeping on the sofa in someone else's home. Someone has been sleeping on the recliner in someone else's home. Someone has been sleeping on a front porch in someone on someone else's home, on someone else's land, Father God. Someone is sleeping in a tent, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone is sleeping in a sleeping bag on the outside, Father God. Someone is sleeping on cardboards on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I come and ask you, Father God, that you will make a way, that you will open doors, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you will provide, Father God, shelter for each and every person, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will make ways out of no ways, Father God. Lord God, you can do the impossible, Father God, even if it seems impossible to us, Father God. Even if we can't do it, Father God, for ourselves, we know that you can do it, because we know the word of God tells us that there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. So Father God, there's nothing too hard for you. That means you can do all things but fail, Father God. So I pray that you will show yourself strong to someone on today. Show yourself, Father God, in a magnificent way. Show yourself to that person in a different way, so they can believe differently, Father God, so they can build up their faith, so they can build up their trust, so they can believe you at a higher level, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you will take someone out of the miry clay, Father God. Take them out of darkness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Turn them around, Father God. Give them a spiritual makeover, Father God. Somebody needs a physical makeover, Father God. Someone needs you to help them emotionally and mentally, Father God. Someone is going through mental anguish, Father God. Someone is in emotional distress, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Someone can't even pray any longer, Father God, for they are all prayed out. They are all cried out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody, all they can do is say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Or somebody, all they can do is say, everlasting God, Father God, Abba Father, Sovereign God. Somebody, all they can say is, Holy Spirit, I know you know what I need. Somebody, all they can say is, and you can decipher every moan, you can decipher every groan, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I come and ask you, Father God, that you will watch over your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You said you will reign on the just and the unjust, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I just pray in the name of Jesus that you will extend your hand down, Father God, from the throne of grace, Father God. Extend your hand down upon this earth, oh God. Extend your hand down upon this land, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will revive us again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will make us over, oh God. I pray that you will heal. I pray that you will deliver. I pray that you will set free, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will do a new thing in our lives. I pray that you will take us higher in thee, oh God. Take us deeper in thee, oh God. Turn us around, make us over, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to become the men and women of God that you have called, that you have chosen, that you have ordained for us to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to hold on to you, Father God. Help us not to give up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help someone who's fighting suicidal thoughts, Father God. Look down upon someone, Father God, who had a suicide attempt, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but it didn't work, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will touch that person, that they won't retry it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that that person could get the help that they need, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come to you just to say, Lord, have your way, God. Step in, Father God. Turn it around for that person, oh God. Lift them up, oh God. Dry up every tear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up every heavy heart, Father God. Lift up every heavy mind, every heavy soul, every heavy spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs you to make a way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone is holding on, my God, and every time they hold on, they say, Jesus. Somebody's going to the refrigerator and it's empty. They're going to the freezer and it's empty. They're going to their cabinets and it's it is empty, Father God. Father God, I pray that every time they open the door of the refrigerator or the freezer or the cabinet, that they just start seeing Jesus, the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, because I believe by faith, Father God, you're going to fill every freezer, every refrigerator, every cabinet, Father God. Lord God, you're going to send everyone into the overflow, Father God. You're going to allow us to have more than what we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but help us to pay it forward, Father God, when we see someone else in need, Father God, when we're in the overflow, Father God, help us to bless that person, Father God, so they won't be in need, Father God, and to help that person to pay it forward, Father God, when you bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to do good to one another, help us to do good to our neighbors, Father God, and help us not to treat each other the way we want to be treated, but help us to treat each other the way each person wants to be treated, Father God. And I just thank you for this day. I thank you for this prayer. I pray, Father God, that you will move in the hearts and the mind and the soul and in the spirit of your people. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen and amen. Thank you for tuning into Shawnee's Prayer, episode 1. Find it on YouTube at Shawnee's Prayer. Thank you. I'll be uploading a prayer for right now every Tuesday morning and every Thursday morning. God bless you. Sorry, that's incorrect. Yes, that is correct. Every Tuesday morning and every Thursday morning. Thank you for your time and God bless.